now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We're talking about getting back to school today. We talked about some lunches, and then we're talking about Tiffany and getting some great jewelry. Now we're going to talk about spending, because this time of year, you know, we can overspend when we don't mean to. And, you know, you have kids going back and you have a list and you never follow the list exactly. You know, after these lazy days of summer, you can kind of, you know, want to get things all new and polishy, clean, squeaky clean. And here to talk about maybe getting back on track is Leslie Gardner. She's a certified bookkeeper and money coach. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, you gave us 7 tips, and you said you wish you knew this when your kids were going back to school.
Oh, boy, do I ever wish I knew about this.
I know, because you get so excited, right, in a way. You hate summer to be over, but something in our nature wants that kind of newness and a clean start and all that. Why do you think that we overspend when we should really be having a budget?
Well, part of it is we're so excited to get, you know, we're proud of our kids. We're excited for them to get started. It's, like you say, it's new and clean and fresh, and it doesn't matter what grade they're going into. It's always an exciting time, and we do get caught up with the frenzy. We really do, especially with the buying of new stuff and the clothing and all that.
And, Leslie, that's not just kids either, right? I think we all have that mentality, no matter if we have kids or if we're 10 years old or if we're 90, that feeling of fall. And it's like January, there's those 2 times a year where we have a fresh start, we feel like. So whether it's the fitness thing or the clothing, or we want to have a fresh start.
You bet. Yeah, we do. And often we forget that, you know, there's other bills that have to be paid, and we get caught up in it and get tangled up with all the different things coming at us. And sometimes we just have to stop and sit down and look at our finances, give more time to our finances than we do to, say, buying a new TV or a new fitness program.
Exactly. Now, the Money Coaches, you have a shared philosophy, and you're located in
Kamloops.
Kamloops.
Yeah.
And you're Money Coaches of Canada, so, you know, even the word budget you don't really use, right? It's kind of planning. You don't. You have a shared philosophy, don't you, the Money Coaches of Canada?
You betcha. Yeah, we actually call it a spending and savings plan rather than a budget. Budget's like diet, and we all just, you know, cringe when you hear that word.
Right, so. And you say when you take away the worry of money, your life becomes your own.
You betcha. That means that, you know, if you're sitting there every day stressing over money constantly, you're spending all your energy on that. If we can get it so that you can kind of let your money work for you, put it towards the goals that you really want in life, as well as making sure everything's paid up, then you can live life the way you want to, instead of constantly stressing over where the, you know, how you're going to pay the next bill that comes
along. And isn't it like any habit in a way? If you have a bad habit of not looking at what you are able to afford, you can change that around by being conscious and working at it, maybe not going shopping so much, all these kind of strategies?
Yeah, exactly. And once we have, like, a lot of times we'll give our clients a monthly spending, which is your groceries, your gas, entertainment. We'll actually come up with a figure based on how much they can afford, and we'll say, okay, this is what you have. Give it a go. Try to buy your groceries and stay within this limit. Keep your gas within this limit. And once they have that dollar figure, it's amazing how quickly they can all conform to it. But until somebody says to them, this is all you get, you know, they're going out and they're spending whatever way they figure they can.
And I think that's very true. People say, well, I don't go out to eat much. But it's amazing how the little things in life, grocery shopping every day instead of weekly, not planning the meals, getting a coffee, can really add up. And with these tips for surviving back to school, what is your number one tip that we start with?
Okay, the first thing we always do, well, once we find our clients' goals, the next thing we come up with is what we call a spending plan, and I think that's where a lot of parents can start right there. Sit down, figure out what can your budget afford. You got to remember, we're just coming off of summer holidays, and in a lot of cases, people are still paying for their summer holidays. So, and we're not that far from Christmas. So
yeah, I know.
You really need to sit down and figure out what exactly you can afford with the shopping of the school clothes, the supplies, and then don't forget the kids' activities, because that does add up as well.
A lot. And what about number two?
Number two, clothing. Especially teens. Now, I have daughters that are now third-year university students, so I have run the gamut. And I know what it's like for them to, you know, go to school with those, you know, air postal sweaters and things like that. So I understand where they're coming from. But school just ended 8 weeks ago, and really September's fairly warm, so probably they can wear what they wore in June. And then maybe if you can push the spending for the clothes till closer to Christmas, maybe Christmas gifts, but just buy the essentials.
Right. Give into the whining, because you need a few things for that first day or two. But really, like you say, it's 8 weeks ago, and they're still going to be wearing, with the nice weather, their summer clothes. Yeah, what's okay. Number three?
Okay, school supplies. You know, first of all, you'll get sent a list, and this happens in any age, what school supplies that you need. Most of the time, the kids don't use all of it. Like, really, if you're a grade school student and they say you need three erasers in the first week, chances are you're probably only going to need one. So you don't have to go out and buy absolutely everything on the list. Go through your school supplies from last year. See what can you recycle, what can you freshen up, can you scrub those binders, because binders can add up over time. Sharpen those pencil crayons, and see if you can even trade with your neighbors, some of the older kids. You can do a school supply swap.
I have a cupboard full of stuff from when they're in kindergarten. They're all, like, one's in grade 12 and two in university. So I think I still have those rubber bands or erasers. So
exactly. So if there's a neighbor that can need them, absolutely give them to the little kids. And the other thing is, if you've got extra supplies and your kids are now done with school, the teachers can certainly use them.
There's lots of programs to help other kids and give back that don't have. And number four, before we go to break.
Okay, the kids' activities. That can be huge. As money coaches, we actually recommend that you figure out the entire year's worth of activities, including summer camps, skiing, things like that, everything you want to do, and then take that dollar figure, divide it by the number of paychecks you have throughout the year, and take and save that each paycheck into an account called, say, children's activities. But I do realize it's now September, so now what do you do?
Yeah, and you know, we don't have to sign up for everything. Sometimes it's okay to not do everything and to have a little downtime. We come back, we're going to get to the rest of the tips with Leslie.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Information alert! Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
Now, the CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Hi, Wes Liu here for CFAX 1070. I'm here today on Ship Point at the Inner Harbor for the 19th annual Dragon Boat Festival. Lots and lots going on downtown this afternoon. Our paddlers are racing from Laurel Point all the way down to the Inner Harbor, and the best place to watch the race is right here on the bleachers at Ship Point. And also happening down here, if you're looking for lunch, lots of food options here at the harbor. The beer garden is open for business, and there's all-day entertainment on two stages here, live music, dance performances. And tonight at 7, the main stage will be holding a paddler's air band competition, so you should definitely come and check that out. Also, happening at the Saanich Fairgrounds today, the RCMP Musical Ride, a mounted musical choreography, is starting at 2 p.m. The event happens only once every 4 years, so if you're in Saanich today, head to the fairgrounds. It's $10 for adults and $2 for children under 12. My name's Wesley, and that's it for your Community Connection, brought to you by Dodds Furniture and Mattress.
Rona Home and Garden. It's the place to start your planning for outdoor living. Bring a drawing of your dream deck or garage, and a Rona specialist will do a 3D rendering free. To complete your backyard project, check out the exciting landscaping ideas in Rona's gigantic garden center. Totally stocked with top quality plants, shrubs, trees, and all the tools to get it done. Plus, Rona Langford will meet and beat competitors' prices. Rona Home and Garden. Doing it right on Langford Parkway. Open till 9 weekdays, 8 Saturday, 6 Sunday.
Leslie Gardner is joining us. She's a money coach, certified bookkeeper and money coach. And we're talking about surviving back-to-school spending season, and we're going on to tip number five.
Yeah, you're right. It goes hand in hand with the kids' activities. And I think it's really important that, you know, kids are in sports and different activities to get them, more well-rounded. But what comes with that is the uniforms and the equipment that you have to buy in order to get them into these different activities. So I recommend that you find, first of all, if it's a sport, look for a good used sporting store in your area. There's lots around. Ask other parents if they have uniforms, like from Brownies or Girl Guides or Cubs and Scouts, that sort of thing. You can trade up if they don't fit their kids anymore. It's good for the environment, and it certainly helps the pocketbook as well.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with, slightly used, secondhand. We don't have to have the best. Kids grow, and that's a way of keeping things on budget. I know sometimes people think that they want their kids to have what they didn't have, but the best thing you can give them is a good financial backing.
Oh, absolutely. I figure all of this is a teachable moment, especially when you're trying to pick which activities. Set your kids down and say, okay, this is how much we have available, so what do you want to do? And let them, pick what's important to them.
Right. And number six.
School fundraising notices. Now, these are understandable and very important to the schools, but they come at you left, right, and center. Yeah. So one idea is to figure out how much, if you've got more than one child especially, figure out how much you can afford a month, say $15 a month. Put it in an envelope with your child's name on it. But more importantly, set out the rules. So if there's $15 in there, that can be used for the hot dog fundraiser or the pizza day or a book club, like the book orders that come home, and make sure that the child understands this is not for the corner store and this is what the money's for, and that you'll say pay for the field trips, but that $15 in the envelope is to cover all the other stuff. And don't come back to mom and dad when you run out at the end of the month.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with them having to earn that money either.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, if there's ways they can earn it, it's everything is a teachable moment, and I love it when I hear parents have done different ways of teaching their kids about money. I think it's great.
And number seven.
The meals in a rush. We've been there. We all know it's getting those kids out the door to different activities, whether it's out the door to school or wherever they're heading. It can put a huge dent in your food bill because you're doing those grab and goes, and usually they're the most expensive. So we really recommend meal planning. It's a great way to avoid that last minute shopping trip. And you make a list. You take that list to the store and you stick to it. Then everyone knows what's for dinner and everyone can help get it ready. And they also know what's for breakfast, lunch, and it helps ease mom's stress a lot.
And sometimes it's better maybe on a Sunday to do a little pre-planning and get that crock pot out, and things that are easier are ready to go.
You bet. That is the best advice, because that is probably one of the many ways that we spend a lot of money.
Because it's really important, that mealtime, whether you have 5 minutes with them sitting down in the morning or lunch or at dinner, that connection time, I've always felt with my kids, just to do a catch-up, and even if sometimes they're whining and complaining, at least you're all together, and it makes a huge difference.
It does, and it actually, even I found with my children when they came home from school and or at dinner time, that was when we found out about their day, and sometimes that's when you found out whether there was issues or there was good things, and you actually learned a lot from your children during that time.
Absolutely, and where I learn a lot is I take my sons in the car, and then we talk, because they're not looking at me, and a lot comes out, so we solve a lot of issues in the car.
You bet, and they're strapped in and they can't get away.
Yeah, I call them little mini dates, right?
So betcha.
Mini interrogations.
No kidding.
Okay, so Leslie, people want to get a hold of you. How do they do that?
Okay, we're at www.moneycoachescanada. We have free consultations. They can call us, and if we can take away the worry of money, we will certainly give you a try. We work with people that make a good living, but despite their best intentions, can't seem to get a grip on their finances. So that's where we help.
Well, I think you've given us some great tips. And, whether we have kids in school or not, I think these are tips we can all use with our life. And I really appreciate you coming on. I look forward to talking to you again.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Leslie. Wonderful talking to you.